Right, it's just coming up to 11:30, and I'm joined in the studio. He's not been in for, I can't believe it, the whole year. I'm joined. Oh, no, what are you whispering for? I can't. Don't do that. You left us. You just whispered something at me. Don't say that. What have I said? The wrong thing already. Should I try and get... We can cut this bit out. I won't put this on the interview. Oh, I don't want you to say. You're trying to show me a sign.
No.
You don't want to say now, do you?
No.
Let's move on. Now I'm joined... I'm just going to call you a different name. Now I'm joined in the studio by Keith Ball. Don't make me laugh. Who's come in to talk about the Kenny Ball Junior Band and all the gigs they've got coming up now. As you know, Keith is in the studio with me last year, so it's lovely to have you back. This is off to a flying start, isn't it? How professional. What were you trying to tell? What were you trying to tell me? Was it something you can't say on it?
The coffee was nice.
Is it
I tell you, I don't know what you might have put in it. I don't know.
Oh, is it horrible?
No, it's lovely.
Oh,
lovely.
No, have I made you really bad
lovely.
Coffee?
No, it's lovely coffee. I said the coffee was nice.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Do you look at the microphone? I've been near that microphone you're sitting at, and there's loads of hair hanging off of it.
Is it?
Looks like it's come off my face. Careful, don't breathe that in your choke. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all right. I'm molting. You did say I had nice hair. I'm just leaving some of it behind for
it's
you.
Got lovely hair.
Lovely hair. All down the back, none on the head. There we go. It's great to have you in the studio. So, if people didn't hear the interview from last year, tell us all about, just tell us all about how you got into the music business.
Yeah, it's a strange thing. I said I was working for my father for the 2 years before he passed away, and his wish was for me to carry on his band.
Yeah,
which I said it's a big task, so I had to give up what I was doing with my bands and bits and pieces. So basically, like it was like an apprenticeship, like with him on stage and touring around with him. And then, of course, he passed away, and he left me a note how to carry on with the band.
Yeah,
it's been great. I mean, it's been absolutely terrific. I mean, the audiences appreciate the band going, which is all well worth it.
Yeah.
But dear John Bennett, my dad's best mate for like, on the side, like, he, bless his heart, he's just he's recovering from a cancer, which I send him my love and regards from everyone. And he's still with us, and we've got another trombonist on of course standing in for John, and it's been a bit of a struggle, and it's been I think it's the encouragement I got from speaking to John on the phone to carry on as well.
Yeah.
You must carry it on, like, you know what I mean? But, no, we've got fantastic gigs coming up.
You've been all over the place. I even saw some footage of Poland.
Yeah,
so
Poland was great.
Not content with being
Poland
in this country as well.
Absolutely superb.
Yeah.
I mean, the response of 4,500 people in the audience, and which is marvellous. And, I mean, that's on YouTube, which is... I think a few people have seen it. I don't think it's in the multi-thousands. But, it's great. I mean, we flew out, I think we arrived about 4 o'clock. We were on at 7. We stayed in the hotel and we flew back about 7 in the morning.
Hmm.
So, like, but that's been my dad's band always.
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be the most, I think it was it was one of the most hardest working jazz bands in the world, because it was like 400 days of the year type of thing.
Yeah.
And he never turned down nothing. And
no.
He was everywhere. So, yeah, we're keeping it up. I mean, it's quietened down a little tiny bit, because we've got loads of bits and pieces going on, like the arrangements for sorting out, like, for the new album. We're trying to discuss either we're doing a live album or we're doing a studio album. And, we've quietened down a little bit, because all the guys are session guys as well, and they work for other people, so I haven't got to be worried about paying their wages.
You know, did you hear that, guys, if you're out there?
Yeah.
You're doing it all free and for the love of music. It makes me laugh, you know, sometimes, because you're a musician. It makes me laugh because people always say, oh, you know, come down and do this gig. And I've got a charge. And they go, oh, have you got a charge? But you think, you wouldn't invite a plumber to... I always say that. You wouldn't invite a plumber to your house and say, do you mind fixing me pipes? That doesn't sound right, but do you mind fixing me pipes?
Yeah.
And by the way, can you do it for free?
Well, it's funny. It's because it's like you do loads of interviews. You go with the band and everything. People don't realise that I have to pay the boys. You know, you don't get, sometimes, like the music industry, you don't get paid for certain interviews, and you take the band somewhere and you've got like 7-8 guys you've got to pay good money.
Yeah.
And they're well worth it, because they're all top guys.
Yeah.
And like, I've got the Bateman brothers, I've got Alan Bateman on trumpet, you know, I've got Ben Cummings on trumpet as well, I've got Ian Bateman on trombone, his brother. And Ian Bateman was, of course, with the dear late Akabilk. And I've got Hugh Ledigo still on piano, who's with my dad 38, 40 years. I've got Nick Millwood on drums, who was with my dad 20 years. I've got John Day on bass now. He was Akka's bass player. I've got Julian Mark Stringle on clarinet, who's with my dad as well, who's absolutely superb. I hope I haven't missed anybody out. And also, my dad's manager, road manager, who's become my personal manager, Sid Appleton, who's like a brother from another mother. He looks after me, absolutely superb. But bless his heart, he's moving out to live out in France not long, so I think I'm going to lose my mate, which is going to be heartbreaking, because he's been such an absolute rock with me, you know what I mean, through the whole, right from my father passing away, right up, you know. And I know he'll carry on, I know, even if I have to fly him from France. And I've got one of those managements that we keep laughing, me and Sid, because we've got management Steve Hughes, and he's never in this country. I think I'm paying him too much. He's always on holiday on cruises. Yeah, I always get emails like from like planes and boats and cruises and all this bit, but
no. Have you done any cruises? Because I'll tell you what, everybody I know, like loads of musicians end up sometimes go on them and do like these cruises, and they are like top notch, and then they've started going, it's people in their like 20s, 30s, 40s are doing it, you know, going away, they say it's fantastic life.
I wouldn't mind, but the missus, she doesn't like water.
Well, my mum says she can't swim. My mum's 86 and only got one working arm. I don't know where she thinks she's going.
I know. She said, like, I said, take me armbands. I said, I'll put armbands on her. But I said, I wouldn't mind doing one. But then again, like, I don't think there's any much. I think she'd get bored with the amount of shops that one there.
Really?
Yeah. But then some of these have got, like, four or five stories, haven't they?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's, like, bigger than water, Wakefields and all this bit, isn't it? Lakeside, they're amazing.
If there's any cruise companies out there, you want to send them, we just want to know if you'd like us to go along, maybe give a review.
We can't say that word PLO.
No.
things like that.
Yeah, we'd be quite happy to go along and just test out the shops. I think it'd be a great idea.
Or Cunard, isn't it? Cunard.
Only like a 30-day stay. We don't want to overpush up. don't overdo it. Now, your dad... as my mum will remember from back in the 1940s, because I always mention this bit, and I did mention it earlier, my mum went out with your dad very briefly when she was about 14 and said he used to turn up everywhere with the trumpet. It didn't go anywhere without that. It was always jumping up on stage.
Always.
And I said back in those days it would have been a hold of the hand and a good night walk home. That would have been, you know, that's what it was like back in the 90s. I think about 1940s, sort of 50s.
You have got my eyes, though.
Why do we look so much alike? Anyway, this is a nice little story. But she said your dad deserved to get on because, you know, we've said before, he was always. He always worked. And even from that young age, he used to get up with the bands and he'd play. He played outside her front door. Yeah. He was there always.
My grandfather bought him his first trumpet, you know. And in them days, it was like hard work, really. You had to earn a lot of money. Yep. But he got him his trumpet because he used to play the bugle in the cadets.
Yep.
And... he used to tell me that you can only get a certain amount of notes with a bugle, so we really got it going and the lip and everything. My granddad bought him his first trumpet, and that was it. My dad was everywhere. I mean, it's strange because I still get people at gigs coming up to me saying that they remember Leighton Stone, all parts of like the outside of London, inside of London, where they saw my dad play.
Yeah.
But he was very nervous. I mean, I remember him telling me, like, someone came up and spoke to my dad and turned around and said, I remember when I came and saw you when you were with Sid Phillips, Ken. He says, oh, he says, yeah. He says, we didn't see you on stage that much. He says, because you were hiding behind the curtain playing. And that's what he was, yeah. He was quite nervous. He was nervous, yeah. So he's playing with Sid Phillips.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. If any of your listeners want to check out my dad, Kenny Ball with Sid Phillips, there's a video of him on the back of his train, and the screens are moving, you know, so it looks like the trains. But he was unbelievable solo in this song, and it's like one of the first videos I think what they ever done with Sid Phillips. But that was a terrific band. He enjoyed being with Sid Phillips' band.
Now, we're going to play a song. We've got a song that is called Jump Jive. Tell us about it.
Jump Jive was with a band. I went abroad, and, of course, like, you get to do solo gigs and bits and pieces. So I went out there, and, of course, I went on stage and done this. It's called Jump Jive.
Here we go.